שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, the forward to the book of Zohar, item 13. You can find the study material on our website and in the Arvut system when you click the study material tab in the top menu. You can send questions through the Arvut system and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Ken.
Yes, we are continuing to study from which stages, which manners, with which approaches we meet, we become incorporated, we perceive and include and absorb reality, which is entirely the Creator, but in which channels does the feeling of the Creator come to us, the revelation of the Creator, in which forms of connection are all of these approaches, these ones with those ones and those ones with these ones, let's say matter, dressed in matter, abstract form and essence, seeing, hearing, taste, smell, touch. All of these qualities, all of these phenomena, everything that we are impressed by from the Creator, how all of these things can we eventually arrange in such a way that out of that we will compose His image? This is our goal, actually. From those many forms of impression that we get from Him, how out of that can we later say that this is Him? And also, it's not that it is the Creator Himself, but rather, which that is disconnected from us. Of course, there is a difference between Him and what we somehow and at some time can discover Him, feel Him, attain Him, but nevertheless, what kind of an image can we have which is as complete as possible that describes to us the Creator Himself? And so here, this is where we're actually talking about all of these kinds of perception with all of our senses in our intellect, in our emotion, through the environment, as much as the Creator can appear before us, can dress in us, and how much on our side we can prepare ourselves and see Him and say something about Him. Certainly, when we say something about Him, we're talking about our vessels where we perceive Him. But nevertheless, out of these vessels, out of many approaches that we have to touch Him, we can somehow compose His image, even though it is an image, it's not Him. But nevertheless, we can come closer and understand at least what we need from one degree to another degree, from one place to another place, from one degree to the next, so that we will know in what else can we establish ourselves to be closer to Him, and in that way to copy to us His image more and more, meaning to be similar to Him, to be dumb. Similar to Him more and more. This is what we should at least try to understand how to do it and to do it. And in the meantime, let's continue.
Reading item 13. We do have full perception in the first manner, which is matter, meaning the manifestations of operations that manifest from every essence. This is because they quite sufficiently explain to us the essence that dwells in the substance in such a way that we do not suffer at all from the lack of attainment in the essence itself. We do not miss it, just as we do not miss a sixth finger in our hand. The attainment of the matter, meaning the manifestation of the operations of the essence, is quite sufficient for our very need, every need and learning, both for attaining our own being and for attaining all that exists outside of us.
Maybe you should read it again. Nevertheless, it is the beginning.
Again, 13. We do have full perception in the first manner, which is matter, meaning the manifestations of operations that manifest from every essence. This is because they quite sufficiently explain to us the essence that dwells in the substance in such a way that we do not suffer at all from the lack of attainment in the essence itself. We do not miss it, just as we do not miss a sixth finger in our hand. And the attainment of the matter, meaning the manifestation of the operations of the essence, is quite sufficient for our every need and learning, both for attaining our own being and for attaining all that exists outside of us.
Yes, that in such a way in which we reach and discover something, we do not remain with question marks, because it fills our vessels of perception entirely. It's the revelation of the operations. Next.
14. The second manner from form clothed in matter is satisfactory and clear attainment too, since we acquire it through practical and real experiments, which we find in the behavior of any matter. All our higher reliable knowledge stems from this discernment.
Mm-hmm. That is form clothed in matter, that we can reach it and study it and scrutinize it, and it is sufficient for us, and no question remains in us about it. What does he say? Since we acquire it through practical and real experiments, which we have in our hands, in our senses, and we find them in the behavior of any matter. And therefore, this is how we are built, so that such forms of attainment do not leave us with any question, any empty place. About this, I see there are questions already. Well, let's start from Moscow 3.
Спасибо, учитель.
Thank you, teacher.
Нет потребности.
It says here that.
А, значок только появился. Здесь указано, что нет потребности в.
Says here that there's no need.
А что такое суть? То есть в чем?
For knowing the essence. What is the essence? What do we not need?
If I exist, if I have contact with some phenomenon, then this phenomenon that I attain, does it leave an empty place in me? In some form that I want to attain something more in it. So when we engage in matter or in form dressed in matter, then both in this and in that we have complete satisfaction, so that we do not remain with a question. We have sufficient vessels in order to discover these two phenomena that we have before us. That when something appears in the form of matter or form dressed in matter, we are able to completely attain it.
Это именно это и непонятно. То есть мы все время изучаем на последних уроках.
Specifically, this is not clear. We learned in the last few lessons that we are working with form in matter, and why do I need the essence if I don't work with it? I'm confused.
Look
what he writes.
אופן א', שהוא חומר דהיינו גילוי של פעולות.
Matter, in item 13, the first matter, which is matter, meaning the manifestations of operations that manifest for every essence. We don't know what the essence is, but the operations that manifest from the essence. Don't be confused about what is it that you want. You want to discover the operations. And then in that perception, you have complete perception. Because you see the operations. The essence, beyond that, you do not discover it, but the operations, you do. Now, when you discover the matter, then you also discover the form dressed in the matter. And here, there is a question. Do we perceive it correctly, or are we built in such a way that whatever we do perceive is sufficient for us, and we don't feel any deficiency to enter deeper in and to attain this phenomenon more? Let's say form clothed in matter. We have no deficiency for it. We attain the form dressed in matter, as he writes here, and this is, as he says, it is also a satisfactory and clear attainment, since we acquire it through practical and real experiments, which we find in the behavior of any matter. And the matter behaves with us in such a way that it fills exactly those deficiencies that we have in order to attain the forms that are dressed in the matter. That is, we are not left with any question marks. We don't have vessels with which to attain more. You might ask, but in general, is there more? Do we have more? Of course we have additional deficiencies, but for the time being, when we attain matter and form dressed in matter, that for us seems like it is clear for us and it's enough for us, and we have no questions beyond that. If we attain the matter as it is before us, all the way to the end, as much as it can be revealed in our vessels, and the forms that are dressed in the matter, until so much as they can be revealed within us sufficiently, then we have no problem with that. We do not remain with an empty place within our senses.
А почему у меня нет хиссарона? Мне же десятка каждый день дает хиссарон.
But why don't I have a deficiency? The 10 doesn't give me this deficiency every day, or at least I'm trying to take it from there. So why do I don't have it?
You get deficiencies from the 10, but you are able to attain these deficiencies. He says, where are the vessels that remain empty? Of course, we don't attain now matter or form dressed in matter fully. An ordinary person, of course not. But if he will want to, he will be able to achieve it and reach it completely. So that our attainments are not limited in that.
Изо всех сил стараться прочувствовать хиссароны товарища.
If I will try with all my strength to fill the deficiencies of my friends, can I attain the essence? I'm asking coarsely.
What does it mean, essence? You're putting words in here that he doesn't talk about it. He is talking about how do you discover. How do you discover matter or form dressed in matter? That in those there is no limitation.
Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. Rab, el texto dice que podemos entender nuestro propio ser así como también para comprender el ser.
Says in the text that we can understand our own essence.
Es que es el ser.
Can we understand something whole outside of us? And the question is, what is the whole that is outside of us?
You asked 1,000 questions. The whole that exists outside of us, whether we can understand ourselves. Wait for these answers so that the questions will also be clear to you. And in how much by that you are dividing reality into different parts and you're asking about each and every part separately. Give one.
Ну да, дорогой Рав, так а что такое форма и форма облаченная в
материю? Rav, what is form and form dressed in matter or in our work?
After we perceive some when we encounter some spiritual phenomenon, we're able to distinguish between the form, the phenomenon itself, and the form when it is dressed in a vessel. We can distinguish between the will to receive that takes on some special form in order to reach that feeling, that phenomenon. And this is how we can distinguish between them. But all of these things are after we have already attainment. And then we understand that we have here matter, and this matter is the revelation of some essence, and if so, we have to work on distinguishing and dividing between form, between matter, form dressed in matter, abstract form, and essence. And then we need to learn about how much in each one of them we have a limitation, because we are created beings. We receive something that is ready made. Let's continue for the time being.
Item 15. The third matter is abstract form. Once the form has been revealed to us while clothed in some matter, our imagination can abstract it from any matter altogether and perceive it, regardless of any substance, like the virtues and good qualities that appear in ethics books where we speak of properties of truth and falsehood, anger and strength, when they are devoid of any matter. We ascribe them merit or demerit even when they are abstract. You should know that this third manner is unacceptable to the prudent erudite, since it is impossible to rely on it 100%. Since being examined while not clothed in matter, they might err in them. Take, for example, one with idealistic morals, meaning one who is not religious. Because of his intensive engagement in the quality of truth while in its abstract form, that person might decide that even if he could save people from death by telling them a lie, he may decide that even if the whole world is doomed, he will not utter a deliberate lie. And this is not the view of Torah, since nothing is more important than saving lives. Indeed, had one learned the forms of truth and falsehood when they are clothed in matter, he would comprehend them only with respect to their benefits or harm to matter. In other words, after the many ordeals the world has been through, having seen the multitude of ruin and harm that deceitful people have caused with their lies, and the great benefit that truthful people have brought by restricting themselves to saying only words of truth, they have agreed that no merit is more important then the quality of truth, and nothing is more contemptible than the quality of falsehood. And if the idealist had understood that, he would certainly agree to the view of Torah and would find that falsehood that saves one person from death is far more important than the entire merit and praise of the abstract quality of truth. Thus, there is no certainty at all in those concepts of the third manner, which are abstract forms, much less with abstract forms that have never clothed in any substance. And such concepts are nothing but a waste of time.
Here it's more simple, meaning that we must not rely on something abstract. To say about something not concrete, which is in each and every particular case, then we see what happens, the result of a clear phenomenon that is and that it's efficient. If we don't have this chain so that we can say this is matter, form dressed in matter, and it is harmful, then we need to get rid of it, then about that we will have no hesitation that we need to get rid of it. Whereas if we're talking about things that are not dressed in the matter before us in a clear and concrete manner, not that it was or it will be something, but rather things that are not dressed in matter, then we do not accept them as certainty and we must not rely on them. And this is a great mistake that exists in humanity, that it starts to have philosophies and accept all kinds of laws and definitions of how to behave with forms that for the time being, as of now, are not operating operations in matter, but rather abstract operations. This is why all of the things that are abstract, stripped of matter right now, that they are not dressed in it, we do not discuss them and we cannot take any decision in regards to them. Okay? This is what he says, that certainly there is no certainty in the third manner, item 15, is abstract form, and there is no certainty in such forms that are not dressed in matter, all the more so with forms that have never dressed in matter, that we've never seen them. Since such concepts are nothing but a waste of time, therefore we must not engage in them, all the more so to take any decisions regarding them or any views. Okay? Focus group.
Can we say that the matter that we constantly have to look at is the connection between us and everything we have to weigh relative to how it closes in this matter?
Connection between us is not abstract form. It is a form that we have to accept and to build it before us in order to build the image of the Creator. We have to, like children playing in a sandbox, they build in the sand some form. So we need to build together some form from the sand, which is a form that is acceptable by everyone, which is the form of the Creator, meaning connection among everyone, love among everyone, support among everyone, until we will build it and we'll be concerned that this thing will exist and will grow more and more. And when we engage in this in such a way and we build it, then to the extent that we build it and we want to build it, we discover that He is actually building us. That we, specifically by that, start to be grown-ups. We engage in godliness, we become a part of Him, etc.
Is it right to say the connection between us is the matter? It's what we have to aim at, to work with it,
Connection is not matter. Matter is the desire. Simple. Matter is desire. The form that dresses in the matter, that is already a desire to bestow, a desire to connect. Abstract form, which you can somehow detach it in your imagination from what you have attained in the connection, this is what you might say something about it, but again, it's not clear up to which limit. And the essence, you don't have that, because essence is already entirely disconnected from matter. It's never cloaked in it. Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Рав, материя, на которую
мы получили форму,
это мое желание или желание товарища?
The matter on which the form is clothed is my desire or the friend's desire?
We're talking about, that's not so important. We're talking about our will to receive, that we want to connect, to glue it out of pieces into one will to receive, as it was in the system of Adam HaRishon, that we have to work above matter, which is divided, the desires are divided, and we want to glue them together against their force of resistance. So when you have pieces of a magnet that are against, opposite to being connected to the opposite, they're rejected from each other. So what happens is that you have to forcefully bring them to connection, to adhesion. This is how it is.
Thank you, Ralph. From the article we read, this item 15, and we have different definitions of what an abstract may mean for different kinds of people or conditions we are in. How could we then connect all these things together to maintain unity between us when we have different definitions of what abstract is, like love and hate and truth? Thank you.
We need to try to start to establish, to adapt ourselves, each one of us, to the others according to the laws of commutation, the laws of connection that exist in the connection between the broken vessels, and then we will see how much these broken vessels that are always in shattering, I cannot reach from one form and adhere to the form of another, and it is revealed in particular when we come closer to the corrections. So in the great corrections, we know how much beforehand we couldn't see that we are so different, that we are so varied and contradictory. And it turns out that we have to work only on connection. And in the connection, we will always see the rejection, the differences, the distancing, and specifically through the right combination between rejection and connection, distancing and nearing, we discover there the Creator in the opposition, the resistance between these two forces, rejection and connection. This is called love covers all crimes. And the connection between the crimes and the love, the hatred and the love, specifically from the two of them, in between the two of them, we discover the Creator. Usually people are drawn either to this or to that, to be in one of these two extreme forms, but that is incorrect. We have to balance the two of them through the masach, the screen, and then we will discover the correct form of the Creator. This is why the more we will come closer, the more we will advance in spirituality, we will see how much we understand more and we feel more and we are more capable of understanding that connection must exist. And even more, we will discover how much we're not capable of being in connection. And the middle line that will emerge and will connect us will be the revelation of the Creator. That specifically this is what will save us. This is called, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. And then, out of lack of choice, that we discover how much there is hatred and we're not capable of working with it, but we also disagree to remain in it, then we reach a state where the Creator has to appear, and He who makes peace in the heavens makes peace upon us. It's not that we are come closer to better states. We approach states that are more opposite, contradictory, and that where we have, when we have no choice, then the Creator appears and He shows us what does it mean, a spiritual state, that it incorporates both of them, that we are not capable in, with our mind on our plane to build here some model where opposite things connect. And in that, when we build it in such a way, we become like that. We start to see that we are already in a world where opposite things are connected, and they do not neutralize each other, but rather they add to each other. That method is the higher method, the true spiritual one.
Kiev 1.
Dear Rav, what does it mean to balance the contradictions of the screen?
That I constantly work with whatever the Creator reveals to me, and I do not erase it, and I do not kind of blur away, smooth the corners, but to the contrary, each time I discover how much they are in opposition, and only the Creator, when He comes above the hatred, above the rejection, above the lack of a match, the complete one, how much along with that we will discover that only He knows suddenly how to complete things in a way that we could not imagine in advance, ever.
PT 33. Two questions, if possible. Is the warning about the abstract forms the same as the warnings about philosophy? Is it the same?
It's similar to that. That is correct.
Also, another small thing. He emphasizes about abstract form to beware of discussing if something is contemptible or beneficial when it's abstract from the matter. Why, if you're not speaking about its qualities, is that okay?
Because this nevertheless gives us true discernments if it's beneficial or harmful, you know, on the spot. We can use that. Moshe?
Item 16. Now, you have thoroughly learned these four manners, matter, form in matter, abstract form and essence, intangible things. It has been clarified that we have no perception whatsoever in the fourth manner, which is the essence. And the third manner is a concept that might mislead us. And only the first manner, which is matter, and the second manner, which is form, clothed in matter, are given to us by the upper governance for clear and sufficient attainment. Through them, you will also be able to perceive the existence of spiritual objects, meaning the upper worlds, Abia, since there is not a tiny element in them that is not divided by the four above manners. If, for example, you take a certain element in the world of Bria, there are vessels there which are of red color, through which the light of Bria traverses to the dwellers of Bria. Thus, the kli, the vessel in Bria, which is the color red, is considered matter or object, meaning the first manner. And even though it is only a color, which is an occurrence and manifestation of an operation in the object, we have already said that we have no attainment in the essence itself, but only in the manifestation of an operation from the essence. We refer to that manifestation or essence or matter or body or a vessel. The godly light, which travels and clothes through the red color, is the form clothed in the object, meaning the second matter. For this reason, the light itself seems red, indicating its clothing and illumination through the object, considered the body and the substance, meaning the red color. And if you want to remove the godly light from the object, which is the red color, and discuss it in and of itself without clothing in the object, this already belongs to the third manner, form removed from matter, which might be subject to errors. For this reason, it is strictly forbidden in studying the upper worlds, and no real Kabbalist would engage in this, much less the authors of the Zohar. It is even more so with regards to the essence of an element in Bria, since we have no perception whatsoever, even in the essence of corporeal objects, all the more so in spiritual objects. Thus, you have before you four manners. One, the kli of Bria, which is the red color, considered the object or the substance of Bria. Two, the clothing of the godly light in the vessel of Bria, which is the form in the object. Three, the godly light itself removed from the object in Bria. And four, the essence of the item. Thus, the first boundary has been thoroughly explained, which is that there is not even a single word of the third and fourth manners in the whole of Zohar, but only from the first and second manners.
Yes.
Zohar deals only with matter and form dressed in matter. Abstract form he does not touch. There are only subtle intimations that it does not deal with itself, Kiev.
Rafa, если взять для примера не мир Брия и красный цвет, а
Dear Rav, if we take as an example not the world of Brия and the red light, but a ten, How does this work?
It's the same thing. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. Even two people. If you wish to arrange a relationship between them, you're already incorporated in the world of Ensof that exists between them, with all the phenomena and all the modes and manners.
Вот эти вот четыре определения, как они ложатся на десятку? То есть десятка в данном случае это что?
I mean these four definitions. How do they clove in the ten? The ten that we have, is that matter? Connected matter? What is it?
You have matter, form dressed in matter, abstract form and essence. You want to see that in the ten?
Ну да, да. То есть десятка наша.
Yes.
Это что в этом примере?
Yes. The ten. Our connected desire in the ten. What is it with this example?
For the time being, nothing. It's you haven't attained it.
Ну хорошо, если так, а как тогда нам это как-то к себе примерить, вот то, что мы сейчас читаем?
Okay, so how can we measure on ourselves what we are studying, what we are reading? How can we discover it somehow?
That through the connection you come to a state where all these discernments begin to connect. Then the form of the matter, the abstract form and the essence begin to incorporate in one another and assemble into one form, attainment.
Ну, вот та форма, которая облачается в материю, вот то, о чем он сейчас тут пишет на примере.
That form that is dressed in matter, what he writes about here in this example of the desire in the world of Bria, is some force that dresses in our ten, right? How do we understand, it?
Yes, of course. And then through the connection in the ten, you discover each time higher and higher discernment.
So we can begin to discern this force in all the rest also?
Yes, of course. Everything is attained with in connection, in short and simply, so as not to get confused. If we are going towards connection in each and every state, no matter what, we always, in the connection, attain higher and higher discernments.
Что это за минимальное объединение, которое может действительно создать?
What is this minimal unity that can truly create between us? The ten, this minimal matter.
When each of you annuls yourself towards the friends, then you are building between you a quality which is called the Creator. If each and everyone annuls himself toward the friends, and the friends can, to some extent, annul themselves towards the others, towards the group, then inside the group, you build such a concept, such a, an essence in the relationship that, in this mutual annulment called Creator, Boy. Boy, come and see.
Извините за настойчивость, но вот это Боре, которым, эту суть, которую мы раскрываем в нашем объединении десятки, это что
but
вот из этих терминов?
This essence that we discover in the connection between us in the ten, what is it among, out of these concepts that Bala Dulam described? Is that form dressed in matter?
Right, you're building him.
Rabeka,
dear Rav, the intention is the form, right? The intention either to receive from myself or to bestow, this is the form that this is talking about, right?
What next?
If I want to understand what form is in a most basic manner, it's intention, right?
Yes.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno Rav, grazie. Perché quando nella decina connettiamo sia gli stati buoni,
why is it that when we connect in the ten in good states and in bad states,
cosa significa
we are already in the world of Ein Sof. So what does it mean?
It's not that you are in the Ein Sof in your feelings and sensations, but you are leaving this world, these corporeal definitions, into spiritual definitions. And until you have defined the spiritual definitions for the degrees, it's called the world of Ein Sof. Anything that you cannot attain is called Ein Sof.
Kabyu 7.
Okay, so reading these texts, I had a simple explanation, and I just want to know if it fits correct or not. I thought that the matter is really what we are, the will to receive. And the form is what we discover with it, how we act and react with it. I just wanted to know if there was anything correct or close to correct.
What you're saying is correct.
Yes.
We learned about this a few days ago.
Moshe.
We're continuing to item 17. Along with it, the second manner has been clarified. Know that as we have clarified the four manners in a single item in the world of Briah, specifically, so they are in the general four worlds Abia. The three colors, red, green, black, in the three worlds Bia, are considered the substance or the object. The white color, considered the world of Atzilut, is the form clothed in the matter in the three colors called Bia. Ein Sof in itself is the essence. This is what we said concerning the first manner, that we have no perception in the essence. This is the fourth manner, concealed in all the objects, even in the objects of this world. When the white color is in itself not clothed in the three colors in Bia, meaning the light of Chokhmah that is not clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, it is abstract form in which we do not engage. The Zohar does not speak in this manner whatsoever, but only in the first manner, being the three colors Bia, considered substance, namely the three Sfirot, Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut. And also in the second manner, which are the illumination of Atzilut, clothed in the three colors Bia, meaning light of Chokhmah, clothed in Bina, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are form clothed in matter. These are the two that the Book of Zohar is concerned with in all the places.
And only those.
Hence, if the reader is not vigilant, restricting his thought and understanding to always learn the words of the Zohar strictly under the two above mentioned manners, the matter will be immediately and entirely miscomprehended, for he will take the words out of context.
We need to try and be in exactly the same, on the same track and the same limitations that the Zohar uses. Otherwise, we might get confused and think that the Zohar is telling us about things and places and discernments and such relationships that he does not intend to speak of. We will learn about this starting tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. And right now, for the time being, we just read it. We will now go to questions from women. And then the next part of the lesson.
Moscow
8. We attain the matter. So who is we who attain the matter? What does it mean?
Our will to receive attains the matter and also the form clothed in matter. The will to receive either receives in order to receive, or it makes corrections over itself and receives in order to bestow, but it attains the matter and the form clothed in matter, whereas abstract form and essence are not attained.
So it attains itself? The will to receive attains itself?
Yes.
Florida.
Florida. What is truth and falsehood if each one has his own perception?
No, the perception can differ, but we have an agreement because we can connect between us to a certain extent, and from that we'll have an agreement on a certain perception, an agreement on that this is this way and this is that way, in size and color and sound and goal, etc. That's what we have to come to. What do we have to come to? That we're all different. None of us agrees with the other. No one agrees with the other. And he cannot agree in any shape or form, in any detail. But above all those differences, above these resistances, collisions, separations, we rise above that and we connect in understanding and clear sensation that we're all different, we're all opposed in mutual hate, like the students of Rabbi Shimon. Where the more they learn, the more they hate one another, they want to kill one another, they disagree with one another. This is the form that is revealed in us. And we, in our work, rise above this opposition, this hatred and conflict, and we connect between us in a way that, yes, we can build one common thing. That's it.
Q3. Are we supposed to attain the form and the matter in the 10?
We can attain the form and the matter in the 10, of course. Yes?
Kavkaz 1.
Kavkaz 1. Is matter clothed in form the same thing as form clothed in matter?
Matter is not clothed in form. The form is clothed in the matter. The form is the will to receive. The matter is the will to receive. The form of the will to receive keeps changing. Yes?
Question about good and bad. Lying. It's about actually lying and false. Is lying good or bad?
You get it.
Is lying good or bad? It's talked before, it mentioned truth versus lie.
We always need to aim at the goal. If it's towards attaining the goal, we may lie. Everything according to the attainment of the goal. Because nothing is more important. Since truth and false, everything is revealed individually according to our understanding, our attainment of the moment. We see how it is in this world. Each one has his own truth and lies. And although people express it from an open heart and from a desire to an open desire, but together with that they see how they are not in equality with one another. They are completely not identical. So how can there be absolute truth and lies? Each one has his own will to receive. And the more we advance, we grow our desires to receive. We develop so the desires are bigger and the truth and falsehood in each one compared to the truth and falsehood in the others is more pronounced, is more in contradiction. So we cannot be in agreement, we cannot be in peace. Nothing will come out of us the more we advance. On the contrary, you wish to eliminate conflicts. Don't let people advance, develop. Then they'll remain like animals. They'll have a single law, a single method, a single leader among them. Everything will work itself out. But he who grows his knowledge grows his pains. Therefore, we always advance towards a state where we are more and more at odds with one another, and there, no one has his truth and falsehood like the others. Truth and falsehood, and that's why we're always in disagreement, misunderstandings, conflicting opinions, conflicting tastes. We can't make those things fit together. Where do we find this similarity? When we discover that all the crimes are different, and above all of them, love will cover. This is what we try to attain in our life. Each one, even in his family, men, women, couples, with your children, we need to understand that in this generation, this is what is revealed. How each one is different, how you cannot agree on anything, how we have to build systems, also somewhat spiritual in our corporeal lives, in couples, in everyone. That's what life is forcing us to get to. And it won't help us to get divorced 10 times and get married 10 times or change different things. Nothing will help. If we develop, then there will be in us more and more opposing forms, opposing discernment, and we won't be able to do anything with it, but only to know how to do it so that love will cover all crimes.
Latin stream.
Latin 20. Are the different desires the garments of the matter? What does it mean exactly to attain the entire matter?
To agree with all the forms of the will to receive, called matter, that will be revealed. And above these forms of that are revealed, we'll try to make a connection between them, between all these forms that are revealed, and we will know what to do then.
Kafkaz had.
Kafkaz 1. Are benefit and harm also abstract forms? Are they defined in relation to our life?
Benefit and harm are also for now abstract forms until we come to the revelation of the Creator, because the Creator begins to be revealed between us, and then all these forms receive some foundation, some stability, relative stability, each one.
West had matai.
West one. How and when do we begin to see the colors that the text mentions?
Don't see the colors. These are discernments. We agreed that such impressions in this way or that way are called colors.
It's
a certain frequency of waves of sight. So in different waves we call them sounds, we call it heat or cold. It's all waves. It's all meaning changes in certain discernments that come to us.
Kavkaz Ahad.
Kavkaz 1. Is it possible to attain the essence through the first three manners, matter, form in matter, and abstract form?
We cannot attain the essence even if we attain the forms that precede it. No, we cannot attain the essence. But we imagine it. It's not attainment. Although we cannot attain it, we can imagine it. We can depict it.
Last question, Moscow 20. How can we relate the work in the 10 with what we're studying right now?
We need to try and talk about it in the 10. Understand one thing, as I said, that we cannot determine anything about one another except for showing an example of concessions from one person to another, how much I annul myself towards the other. By that, I acquire a spiritual form, and that's it. And I don't care about what I'm getting from the 10. If they are connected and they influence me, more than that, I don't need, I don't have to get only the example of connection between them and to ascribe myself to them.
Last question from Moscow 8. How is it possible to attain myself? There has to be some division between the one who attains and what he attains.
The one who attains is us, and what we attain is this new form of connection between us. Okay. Thank you, ladies. We'll get back to you. From time being, we go to the second part of the lesson.
Yes, before that, let's sing together.
Somewhere above these racing thoughts of me, somewhere above these pounding waves of the sea, a thrill light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be. Now life is calling, the place we belong. Lose myself in you, you were there all along. You light the way. When the fog is falling and it's blinding us, I've read a light that pulls us through the dark, a broken heart that is waiting to be.
Light the way, away, away, away. Light the way.
myself in you, you are there.